Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and welcome to Flavor Picks. Today is the first day of doing this particular show. I was encouraged by a dear friend to do a show today, and so I kind of put it out that he could decide what the show would be. And actually, I like the title. So what I'm going to do on this show today is I'm going to play just a variety of music that I really, really like. And it's not to say that I don't like everything that I play on my show, you know, but I'm going to play some tracks that I'm just kind of feeling today on this rainy afternoon here in Seattle, Washington. And I welcome you to call in and ask me why I'm playing the music or you know, give me your feedback on the music that I'm playing. Let's just talk about the music being played today on Flavor News Radio, Flavor's Pick. So the phone number you would call if you want to chime in is 347-857-1189. And I'm just going to get this party started. I'm going to start out with a piece by my baby boy. I adopt, you know, people from time to time in my life. He happens to be right here in Seattle, Washington. He happens to be the age of my children, and I just love him so very much. He calls me mother. This is Delton Sun with his piece called Issues, featuring Beloved One. Okay, let me just keep talking. Looks like the screen the screen froze on me. It doesn't want me to do this show today or something, huh? Let me refresh, and I'll ramble on here a little bit. You know that Flavor News Radio supports only underground independent artists. Back September, I would say, I decided to change the format and turn this into a members-only radio station and movement. So it's called the Flavor News Movement. And it is a membership. There's a small, very, very affordable fee. And it just helps grow, you know, what we're doing here at Flavor News and Flavor News Radio in support of the underground independent artists. I only play the music of artists that are here and a part of the movement. And I will also feature them on the leopard carpet on Flavor News Radio. I will also feature them on my website. Any advertisements the members have will go on the websites. Any events they're participating in will go on the website. And, you know, it's just about growing and moving forward. I'm so very, very excited. I'm going to be doing my first tour with an artist out of Jacksonville, Florida, up here in the Pacific Northwest, Monica Monet. She will be coming up here with her tour called The Love, The Hurt, and The Rebirth. Tour March 21st through the 25th. So if you were in the Pacific Northwest, definitely stay tuned for more information about that. You know what? I got a caller, so let me bring them in. Is this Patrick Domino?
Yes, it is. How are you doing today, Miss Lady?
I'm very good. How are you, my friend?
Good. Just kicking back and enjoying the show, getting ready for some good music and good conversation.
All right. So, you know what? The music board froze on me already, but I think that it's going to be working now. I'm like, okay, I was going to say at first maybe it wasn't meant for me to do this show, but you know what? I know it was meant for me to do this show. So, okay, so I'm going to start it off. Again, this is my baby boy, Delton Sun, out of the Pacific Northwest. I have seen him perform this particular track live, and I really, really love it. So, after this, you know, maybe Mr. Domino and I can have a conversation. This is Delton Sun with his piece, Issues, featuring Beloved One.
Oh.
top of the industry and hearing ads on the radio, commercials on the TV. Yes, it appears to me that the DJ to the beat girl, they twisted art into commodity, crushed our creativity, thus controlling hip hop subliminally. If you want to know what I think to the beat girl to the MC, I think they're really afraid of me. Why is that? Because there's no lock on my style, there's no key to my brain. My hands and my feet aren't bound by ball and chain, but they steadily remain in pursuit of my secret. But I'ma keep it. Yes, girl, spoke the concrete jungle, shouting over the cars and the people here producing on the mumbo. The inner city toxins weighed heavily on the air. Graffiti artists and breakers remained in their smoky lair. One to MC, y'all.
I got issues with the songs these people play. I got issues with these artists of today. I got issues with these songs these people play. And I got issues, and we've got to find a way. And how you gonna make it to heaven? And how you gonna greet the Reverend? You're selling rock in front of 7-Eleven. Man, you're tripping. Only slaves be thinking like that. Forget the government. You should man up and fight back. Yeah, you write some nice tracks, but you don't even write raps, cause you don't even spit to the young soldiers that like gas. Partner, I don't like that, and homie, I don't think so. So when the revolution pops off, you'll be finito, for real. All I got to spit be the truth. This is a dedication for my high-tech youth. I talk it, I love it, I sing it, I rap it, I play it, it's my steez. Yeah, I play my own damn keys. I'm tired of MCs, now in this industry. They wrap around chains and blings, but they just ain't free. I'm about to let you know, this is just me. Peace to be, girl, and beloved O&E. I got issues with the songs these people play. I got issues with these artists of today. I got issues with these songs these people play. And I got issues, got to find a way.
Some would call what we do modern day witchcraft, but it's not even that anymore, cause the media has the last laugh, and believe me, it'll backdraft like east side, west side, controlling an art by manipulating coastal pride. I thought I spied another hand on the mic, and it wasn't the MC, another voice whispering over wax. Who could it be? My conscience speaks to me, slightly hints the industry, the industry, the industry, cause originality is slipping like over the body of hip-hop, sliding mischievously into imperialist hands, who see untapped talent as an uncharted country to colonize. Instead of authenticity, they synthesize, pulling wool over the eyes of those who don't recognize the real, not in the sense of a cap to feel, but the dope to deal, the dope being real sound. How can I expound to you this notion? Activize your brain, set the gears in motion, cause too many people keep coasting along without a driver at the wheel. Driver at the wheel.
I got issues with the songs these people play. I got issues with these artists of today. I got issues with these songs these people play. And I got issues, and we've got to find a way.
This is hip hop for respect. Best believe we can't neglect the babies and the seeds. We teach them, they learn, cause they don't even know what they need. See, I know songs like this won't get played on the airwaves, but I'm not even concerned, cause I got issues with what they play anyway.
All right, starting off today's show called Flavor Picks is my baby boy Delton Sun out of the Pacific Northwest. That track is called Issues, and the female vocalist MC on that particular piece is called Beloved One. So, Patrick, what did you think of the first track I played in Flavor's Pick?
I kind of liked it. It had kind of like a southern twang to it, you know. It had a good groove to it.
You can find out more about Delton Sun on my website. I actually have a page for him over there. And the interesting thing that I feel about Delton is Delton really, really just stays true to who he is. He is a visual artist also. besides, you know, playing keyboards and, you know, vocalists. And he just really, he takes his craft, he takes his art, and just does it his own way. I don't know, Patrick, how to really, really describe it. Like, for instance, one night I was on the phone with him and we were talking about, you know, some issues, maybe. I think it was issues, but it's funny to say that. But he, you know, was playing the keyboards while he was talking to me, and I could hear him, and it was beautiful. And, you know, I'm kind of used to that, you know, talking to artists and you're hearing them do something in the background. You know, my friend Roger will play his guitar or something while we're talking, whatever. And so I'm kind of used to that. But all of a sudden he got quiet, and he said, "Mama Flava." I'm like, "Yes, baby." He said, "This is what your voice sounds like to me." And then he started playing the keyboard, and I'm like, "Really?" You know, and so he's just, he's an emotional creator too. So he has a very, very unique style of art that he does, and it's based off of a lot of it is like what he's experiencing in a moment. He works with at-risk youth. He's going for his master's degree in social work, and he's just, I don't know, he's so eclectic just within himself. And so I just really, really love his style. And just seeing he and Beloved One on stage, they blend just so well, so well. So,
yeah,
all right. Well, you know what?
The emotions in his music, you know.
Okay. Okay.
You definitely hear the emotions in it. And that's something that's missing in a lot of music today.
I think so, too. And I appreciate you saying that because I do. I think so, too. And I think that you can tell it. There's an artist out here, and I hope to meet him one day soon. His name is Jose Juicy Gonzalez, and he has a style of playing the piano and singing that you just really, even through his CD, you can get that he is really into it. And I think that you can feel when somebody is really into what it is that they're creating. So good feedback. So, Patrick, I'm going to let you pick the genre of the next track that I play.
I was going to say, go ahead and play one of your latest members, because I know you got a lot of members from
Oh, you just want to put
overseas,
it out there?
You
link
know,
it. Oh, you want to
come in?
Okay, all righty. Let me scroll down to the overseas section. Yeah, we do. We've got some international artists from Germany, even Poland, Brazil, Bogota, Colombia. Yeah, we've got some international flavor up in here. So, you know, my list is so long, Patrick. Sometimes it just takes forever, it seems like, to scroll down it. But you know what? That's a good thing, right? Because that means I've just got a variety of talent to bring your way.
That means you never run out.
You're right about that. You know what? Okay, I'm going to play a rock artist out of Poland, and they go by the, well, name, initials, whatever, GTC. Again, rock artist coming out of Poland. Okay, and this is going to be challenging for me, but I'm just going to say the track is called See We, until I'm told differently. That was GTC out of Poland with their piece CV. So, Patrick Domino, what did you think of that particular piece?
Well, I love that one. I love that one the first time I heard it. I really do like it. It's good. You know, it's just got that extra something on it, you know. It's just a very well-crafted song.
So when you say that, is it like the all-around from the musicianship to the vocalist?
Yeah, it's just the way it's, like just the arrangement, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the guitar in it, but it's not too much guitar to where it's overbearing and, you know, with a lot of soloing and everything, but you still get the rock aspect from it. And then you've got the vocals that's just, you know, just right there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just a nice layer, vocals, you know.
Okay.
Very pleasant.
So with you being a musician, Patrick, do you, when you approach listening to music, do you think that you listen to it differently than other people or people who are not, you know, musicians or in the music industry themselves?
Definitely. I hate to say it, but yeah, I do. I try not to because sometimes you just want to sit back and listen to music and enjoy it. But as a musician, like most musicians or anybody in the business, you know, even if you don't play music and you're in the production, you end up picking it apart before you actually sit and listen to enjoy it.
Okay.
You'll nitpick on it, you know.
Okay.
Or, you know, it could be something as simple as they should have did a different bass line or they shouldn't have put that solo in that spot. You know, so stuff like that you just do, you know, as a musician when you listen to music. But when you find that that artist that you can just put the music on and just listen to it because it's so great, you just listen to it and and no matter what you do, you don't even have to. It won't even take you to the point of trying to pick it because it's so good and it's just so refreshing to you that you just sit back and enjoy it.
Okay. You know, when I started doing radio, 2 years ago, you know, I think I've told this story a few times on the air. I just was thrilled to have artists send me their tracks. Then I started getting around, you know, music producers and engineers and musicians and da-da-da, that was like, okay, Flava, did you really hear that? Are you really listening to the production level, da-da-da? And so I will have to say, probably in this last year, my ears have definitely changed from when I first started doing radio. And there's a part of me that's like, you know what, I wish I could kind of go back and just appreciate what I was receiving at face value. But then, you know, as I grow and into who I am and things, you know, there is a different expectation, I think. And I do hear, you know, music differently. You know, sometimes here on Flava News Radio, I may play tracks that aren't the best produced level, but, you know, production level. But I still think that there is a talent that's worthy of being heard, you know. So it's interesting.
The song itself, you know, if it's a great song, the production part of it can be skipped over because the song itself is so good, you know, that you don't even really emphasize on the production of it, you know, if it's as long as it's listenable, you know.
Right.
And but, you know, even as artists, we're worse on ourselves. We nitpick ourselves worse than we do anything else, you know. So.
Okay. I've heard that before. I think
we're our own worst
enemy.
We're never completely finished with a project. We just have to stop because it can only get so good, you know, but it'll never be good enough for us before we put it out. And if we're not either forced to put it out by the time frame or just being plain tired, it would never get done. Because we, you know, we're just looking for that perfect sound or whatever, and sometimes we can overdo it and mess something up that already sounded good, you know?
That's interesting. and there's probably no real resolve to that, because that's just probably a part of being a creative soul, huh?
Yeah, and also there is no rule to it. It's all about your opinion of what sound you want for your music. There is no golden rule to what your bass should sound like or what your vocal should sound like. It's all your personal opinion. I think that's what makes it hard. And especially doing your own production and everything else, it makes it harder because you're listening to yourself, for one. You don't have that objective opinion coming in.
Okay.
You know, and sometimes that opinion from the outside can make you see or hear something that you wouldn't normally see or hear. And it can be something so subtle. You know, that's why I like to let people listen to my demos before I'm done with them. There's a few people I'll just let listen to them, and, you know, as listeners. They're not musicians.
Okay. Okay.
Just to get a
okay.
feedback.
Well, I was having this really interesting conversation with Stephen Jerome Ferguson the other day, who's another musician, jazz artist, producer, you know, as yourself, Patrick. And he was saying, you know, because we were having the conversation, why is it so difficult for me to get jazz artists to send me their music or join my movement, right? And it's kind of funny because he said something that's kind of similar to what you just said. He says, you know, so many of them have so much in their head. This music is just like floating around that to get them to complete a project, one project, is kind of difficult sometimes. And and that's interesting that you're saying that too. You know, I guess I could see it, you know. Because, you know, you and I have this conversation, you know, pretty frequently lately. I don't consider myself an artist. You know, I consider myself an artist cheerleader. I do consider myself a creative soul. Cause, so will you accept that out of me, that I'm a creative soul?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We'll accept that one.
All right. So, okay, I will acknowledge that I'm a creative soul, but I guess when it comes to art, there aren't necessarily boundaries, like you said, or time frames set, unless you're having to answer, like, for instance, to a record label or something. I think that becomes a little bit more challenging when you are forced to produce than to freely produce. But, that's interesting. That's interesting. You know, but I do think that art... okay, I'm going to kind of quote something. My mentor gave me a book called A Woman's Worth. You know, it was just wonderful. It was timely. I read it from start to finish on New Year's Day. It was like a great way to go into the day. But the beautiful thing at the end of this book is it talks about, you know, art is life and life is art. And, you know, we should always create. And I think that there is always... somebody out there that can appreciate what you create and maybe appreciate it from different levels, from different angles and all of that. But you know what, Patrick, I created this show so I could play some music. I could sit here and talk to you all day. So, you know, since it's my picks, this is my picks today,
yeah.
I'm going to play a piece that was created for me. When this piece came out, I cried. Yeah, I don't know how many of you know, I get emotional sometimes when I receive music that just moves me. Or I'm just so honored that I'm the first one who gets to hear the track before anybody else. But when this piece was produced for me, I was elated. If anybody knows me, you know that I love Leopard. All my little cheesy flyers out there, you know that's part of my brand. I love Leopard print. This piece is called Leopard Jam, and it was created by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, John D. Green Sr., and Paul Ferguson. All right, that was Leopard Jam, created for yours truly, Lady Flava, by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, John D. Green Sr., and Paul Ferguson. So what do you think of my piece, Patrick Domino?
I like that. I like that a lot. I heard that one. I think that was the first piece I heard from Mr. Jerome Ferguson.
Okay.
And, yeah, I like that.
Okay.
It's just got, it's got that aggressiveness to it, but it's still smooth. You know what I mean? It's not like too laid back, but it's got that laid back beat on it. And
okay.
then you got the aggressive keys on it, you know, the keyboard just kind of, the piano just have that aggressive feel to it and just keep everything moving.
Okay. Well, I just, you know me, you put leopard print on something, I'm just thrilled. I used to have, like, customers at Flava Coffee House here in Seattle. They would bring me erasers, that leopard print erasers, you know, candles, notepads, just anything. But, you know, I was very, very blessed, very, very blessed and surprised. I mean, Stephen said he was going to create something, right? And I'm like, you know, and I did believe him. I did believe him. But it was just like, man, it was just a thrill and honored or whatever I could say. I don't even think there's words that really can express, you know, how excited I was when I first heard that piece.
That's hard to do, too, to sit and create a piece specifically for someone, because, you know, you're trying to capture that person's personality.
Mm-hmm.
And the music is not like you're just writing a piece of music and dedicating it to them. You know, you're trying to capture their personality. You know, and like when you listen to that piece, you can kind of see that person, in your head while you're listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So do you think that captured my personality?
Yeah, it does. Like I said, kind of laid back and aggressive at the same time.
Is that what I am? Laid back and aggressive. Okay, kind of like that. I'll accept that. Okay. I have to give a shout out because my dear friend Big Trigger in Philadelphia is listening to the show, you know, and giving me some feedback in private message. And then I am so thrilled. I don't even know, Donna, if you've ever come to any of my shows before, but I am so excited to see you here. My friend Donna Jackson is in the chat room listening to the show. She's my girl out of New York. And I really hope that, Donna, you'll call into an artist roundtable or a Flavism show. You know, she's involved in the industry out there on the East Coast. And, you know, she actually shared some really, really special and powerful marketing information that she uses in a workshop out there with me. And I kind of use it when I do the artist roundtable shows and things like that. So I'm just so excited, Donna, that you're listening to the show. You know, feel free. Anybody who is listening to the show, please feel free to call in and chime in with Patrick and I. I'm just going to kidnap him as long as he'll let me have him today. And, you know, just think, get his feedback on what he thinks about the tracks that I'm playing. Because, you know, today is Flava Picks, and I'm picking what I think. But you know what? Let me scroll up my list. And since I've got Donna in the room, this is one of the first artists that I played when I first started doing my radio shows. And I met him actually through Donna. And so I'm going to play Darian Dean's piece. Which one shall I play? I'm going to play If These Walls Could Talk by Darian Dean out of New York. Of my life. That was Darian Dean out of New York with his title track to his CD, If These Walls Can Talk. And again, Donna Jackson is one of the people out there that actually steered Darian and Miles Anthony in my direction. And I'm so extremely grateful. I love this particular CD. I don't think that there's a track on the CD that I don't like. Again, it's one of the first artists I played back in the days when I first came on the air. Miles Anthony, Darian's manager, has become one of my mentors. He has been so extremely supportive of who I am and what I do, allows me to call him for advice and this and that, and shares his information with me. Darian is making moves. He just came off of doing a cruise, performing on a cruise, to, you know, winning the Budweiser Fest. He's performed and opened up for Mary J. Blige, and, I mean, just a lot of amazing things. I've seen him on BET. I don't know. I can't remember what the show is called on BET. I don't think it was one in 106 in Park, but one of those shows out there. And he's, you know, he's doing great things, and he's got a great man behind him, Miles Anthony. So big shout out, Patrick. We've got somebody who raised their hand, so let's see who they are and what they'd like to share with us. Caller from the 706 area code. Welcome to Flava Picks.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Should I know this voice?
You know this voice?
Whose voice is it?
Jerome the Entertainer.
Ah, Jerome the Entertainer. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. I was sitting here in Augusta listening to your show.
Uh-huh.
And I decided that I would give you a call.
Oh, you got a great voice, my friend.
Well, thank you.
No wonder I like your music, huh? You got a great voice. So what do you think about the music that I'm playing, Jerome?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I even love the piece that Stephen Jerome Ferguson just played by him that he did for
uh-huh.
you. That was really nice. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, I'm special, so I'll just put it out to you. If you just ever feel like, you know, creating a song that has flavor in there or some leopard or something, you know, I would welcome it. You know, just embrace it.
That's the thing about an artist. You got, in order to be ready, you got to stay ready. So you know what I got to get to work
right.
on.
it's a new year. I'm putting it out there to everybody, huh, Patrick Domino?
That's right. Fresh start.
How you doing, Patrick?
So,
how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah,
good,
happy
good,
New Year.
Good.
So Patrick is a musician.
Okay.
And Jerome is an amazing singer. So, first of all, the two of you, give me feedback on the track that I just played by Darian Dean out of New York.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Well, thank you. Well, that was like one of those, just a good feel song, you know, just have you snapping your fingers and dancing around the living room.
I agree. Because I was kind of, you know, chair dancing myself over here in Seattle, Washington.
He's got great, great vocals. I like his vocal ability because I hate to say it, there's not too many, I guess you say, vocalists that are out there. A lot of people that are singers or whatever, but there's not too many vocalists out there today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's just got that great essence, you know, in his songs and everything. And like I said, that's just feel-good music.
Okay. So what are your thoughts, Jerome?
I'm basically the same. I mean, you know, the vocals is what I pay attention to a lot in music. I mean, of course, you want to hear the music itself. But when a person has strong vocals, I mean, that means a lot to me because you can carry and do just about anything you want to do with your voice. And to listen to this guy sing, I was sitting there saying to myself, I'm like, wow. He has a really, really nice voice. And the music sounds good also. But
mm-hmm.
overall, you know, to me, I mean, all the music that you play is great to me. Lady Flavor, be honest with you.
Right. Cool. Okay. Well, you know, I'm grateful that Stephen Jerome Ferguson, you know, steered you in my direction because I believe that's how I came to meet you. So, Jerome, is it okay if I put you on the spot and play one of your tracks while you're on the phone line with us?
Oh, by all means, go ahead.
Okay, so let's see. What do I want to play by Jerome the Entertainer? okay, so I'm going to play Cozy Love by the man himself.
Fine.
All righty, Cozy Love by Jerome the Entertainer.
Can I get closer? Can I have you, baby? Let me hold you, girl. Forever my life. Can we get closer? Can we get cozy? Let me hold you, baby.
Can we get closer, baby?
Can I get closer?
Can
I have you, baby?
I wanna hold you, lady.
Let me hold you, girl.
Oh,
soft a touch, lips so sweet and tender. I want you so much, I wish you'd let me show you just how much I care. I give you anything just to have you near. Should I fight this feeling and just let you go? But I just have a question, something I need to know.
Can we get closer, babe?
Can I get closer? What's your name? And do you live nearby? And can I take you around the town tonight? I'll shower you with roses, diamonds from afar, just to let you know how wonderful you are. Inside, won't you let me tell you what my heart just can't hide?
Can we get closer, babe?
Can I get closer?
That was Jerome the Entertainer with his piece, Cozy Love, and Jerome is on the phone with us right now. So, Patrick Domino, we're going to put you on the spot since he is actually on the phone with us. What did you think of that piece?
Now, that was just see, that's some of that good soul music. Did everybody talk about R&B? That's uh-huh. going back to the good soul music like Teddy Pendergrass and Al Green. That's what kind of music that is. That's that music
you know what?
Chills.
I think what he's actually saying, Jerome, is that that's that, you know, back in the day, baby making music. You
that,
know,
well.
But that's that music just getting your bones, you know? Just
yeah.
Oh, yeah. that's what it's all about, coming from the soul.
You'd be sitting there before you realize it, your eyes closed, you bite your bottom lip, and you just sway. You know, like,
huh? Huh?
Hey,
oh wow!
You know, and the first time that I heard your
music.
Music,
it's so good to hear
yeah.
some real music. I was telling Lady Slaver out. I tend to listen to her show now, and that's how I find new artists to listen to. I don't listen
okay.
to the radio. I don't listen to the mass media as far as what new bands are out. I find a lot of my new artists that I love to listen to from this show.
Well, that's great.
And now I got another one.
Well, hey, I appreciate it, sir. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much, too, Ms. Flavor.
Oh, you are so welcome. You know, the first time that I heard your music when you came my way through Stephen, I was just thrilled because, you know, kind of, you know, playing off of what Patrick was saying. I mean, it is music that I think there is such a relevance and need for it now. You don't hear music created like that, you know,
right.
now. And I think that it's the kind that just makes you, I can say I'm sitting over here with a big grin on my face. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you're in the club and a gentleman comes up behind you and said, may I have this dance? And it was
right.
safe to say yes. And you would
yeah.
say yes. You know, now the young people go to the clubs and sandwich themselves in there and stand and watch, you know, people pass, you know, holding up the walls. And a gentleman asks a woman to dance, and she turns around and looks at him first and says, no, thank you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But
this
is just, you know, it's that, man, that it's that couple's music, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it's feel-good music. It makes you want to fall in love, you know? It makes you want to just, you know, cuddle up with somebody special. And today, it is pouring down rain in Seattle, Washington. It is the perfect kind of music to play on a rainy day in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got sunshine, and it's 60 degrees outside, and it feels nice in Georgia. Right.
You know what? We don't want to hear that. But, you know, you didn't have to, like, spoil that.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to take off my sweater and just be in my T-shirt.
Okay, you know what? You just really need to keep that all to yourself, okay? It's a good thing you're all the way in Augusta, Georgia. Okay. Thanks for putting the downer on my rainy day in Seattle as I was praising your music. No. So now, do you have an album out, or do you perform around Seattle? That's my grandchild in the background, everyone, if you can hear her. Ms. Kimura is my co-host today besides Patrick Domino. But anyway, so do you perform around Georgia or anywhere else, or what do you got going on for yourself?
Well, I was an opening act for a group which I've been friends with for about 30 years here in Augusta. They're called the Class Band.
Okay.
And they have a really hot smoking single out called Sugar Shack.
Okay.
And they've been doing a lot of traveling. I've been traveling with them like between Georgia and South Carolina and maybe sometimes in Alabama, but now that they're signed with the Blues Is All Right tour. You know, they're like with Theotis and Mel Waiters, you know, Sir Charles. So they do a lot.
Okay.
I still travel with them when they do like local shows. I don't really like, I love music and I love to perform, but I'm just a homesick person. I don't like being away from home a lot.
Okay.
I know it sounds crazy, but I love it.
You're not by chance a Cancer, are you?
No, Scorpio.
You're a Scorpio. Well, see, Cancers and Scorpios get along. I'm a Cancer, and I'm a homebody, too.
Home
and family is very, very important to me. So, you know, sometimes I think about, oh, gosh, maybe I could live somewhere else because all of my children are grown now,
right?
Lady Flavor could live anywhere. But realistically, I mean, I don't ever really see myself leaving, you know, my family and my home here in Seattle. So I got you on that.
Right.
Well,
and
I'm so excited.
I'm sorry. No, but what I was saying, and one reason is because I have, you know, two young daughters, 12 and 13, and I decided upon myself, I told my wife, I said, well, look, you know, no matter how much I love music and no matter how far it may take me, I will never leave and go and stay for days. You know, my longest may be 3 days at the time, but I have to be with my kids because my kids come first. Music
sure.
is second.
I understand.
And so that's why once they're grown and in college, if I'm living to see it, well, then I'll do more traveling. But right now, I'm just like maybe 3 or 4 states. Every now and again, I may go to New York or something, but it's very rare.
Okay. I understand. Mm-hmm. Understand. You know, you should call into one of my artist roundtable sometime and, you know, I think that is something that's really important. You know, to know. I know some other artists, you know, very, very closely that, you know, their family comes first too. And, you know, they're amazing talents, you know, but You know, it's all about, you know, taking care of the home front. And sometimes that's really difficult to do, you know, when you're away or when you're just totally focused in the studio and doing the art and all of that. And I think that, yeah, I do think that's a topic I'm going to bring up on a future artist roundtable. You know, where the family and, you know, loved ones come into play in your art, you know.
Oh, yes. That's very important. Very important. Well, yeah, I have a whole CD out, and you can check me out on my Facebook page where you can also go to Reverb Nation and listen to all the tracks that I have. I even have a couple of extra ones on there that I don't even have on the CD.
Oh, okay.
You can check out and listen to. And I also have a new song. It's called We Jukin'. That's it. And if you go to my Facebook page, as I would say, you would see my profile, and that's the cover of my new CD, which is called We Jukin' at the Juke Joint. So it's
See, a lot of young people don't know what a juke joint is.
Right.
Okay. You know. Okay. You know what? We don't have juke joints up here in Seattle, Washington. My extended family is from Sunflower, Mississippi. Right. So. I went down to Mississippi. I think it was like in 1999, and I stayed in Greenville, Mississippi. And I was like, you know. My aunties, you know, were all driving, you know, us around and showing us Mississippi and going into Indianola and, you know, all this stuff. And I'm like, they had what I came to understand later, juke joints thrown up in houses.
That's right.
They had these, like, flashing lights going off in the house with the beer signs in the windows and stuff. And I'm like, are you serious?
and see, in juke joints, you have people playing spades. You have people drinking out of those mason jars. I mean, that's the real juke joint, and that's what I sing about in my song.
Well, you know what? You really need to send me some new music then.
I will definitely get it out to you. It'll be your way soon. Trust me.
Okay. I'm excited. I want to play it, too. I got a big Kool-Aid grin on my face right now just in a test. And I see I came and talked, Jerome, with anticipation of it all, because, yeah, I think that is going to add some serious flavor up in here.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to also send you my the guys I was telling you about, the Class Band. Once you hear their song, you're going to be blown away. And I can't wait to send it to them. As a matter of fact, I'm going to try to MP3 it to you after I get off the phone with you.
Okay.
And let you listen to it. But now, you know, their song is so good and so bad. Don't forget about Jerome the Entertainer now, because, you know, they put you up there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm scared of you.
they'll take you to the Sugar Shack, and then eventually I'll come back with my track that will take you to the juke joint.
Okay. Well, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, okay.
For me to get to your Facebook page, do I just put in Jerome the Entertainer?
Mm-hmm. It's spelled J-E-R.
Brown.
Okay.
Yeah, Jerome Brown, but yeah, make sure you put an N in my name because a lot of people think
it's not
it's an M.
It's an N.
Yeah, check me out and become my friend, and also, you know, send some people my way, and, you know, we just support one another. We support the music.
That's right.
I appreciate you saying that because that's what it really needs to be about. I think there's room out there for everybody. You know, and
everybody.
I think instead of seeing each other as competitors, I think that we need to come united and just, you know, support each other, you know.
Oh, right. That's true. Very true.
Yeah. That's good. I'm so happy you called in. I am. So happy you called in. Your first time calling into my show.
Yes, ma'am. It sure is. And it was a pleasure talking to you and a pleasure talking to Patrick.
It's a pleasure to
meet
you.
Like I said, I hope you all enjoy the music and I enjoy the conversation. And I wish I could talk a little longer, but I got to go pick my kids up from school.
No, understood, my friend. Understand. No, I appreciate you taking the time, and I love sharing your music. So I look forward to sharing more of you. You know, just keep me updated, you know, with anything and everything that's going on that I can help support, you know, you and what you're doing.
Okay, Lady Flavor, well, y'all take care and be blessed, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, then, bye-bye. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Blessed day, Mr. Jerome.
All right. That was exciting to me, Patrick. He's never called into the show before. And, you know, as I said earlier, Stephen has sent him my way. So yeah, exactly. So that was wonderful. So, you know, we've got a few more people who entered the chat room. Miss Eleanor is here hanging out. Oh, Erica's hanging out with us, and John D. Green Sr.'s hanging out with us. So you know what? This show is based, really, really going to be based on, I think this today is the first show, but I think we're just going to add it to my show list. It's going to be based on playing the music that I like and having you guys give feedback on what you think about it. And I'm really okay with open, honest opinions. You know, I know it's a little difficult when we've got an artist on the line to maybe, you know, if you're not kind of feeling it, to just say it. But hopefully you are feeling it, because I'm feeling it. So if there's anybody else who wants to call in, just call in to 347-857-1189. I've got Mr. Patrick Domino as my guest co-host today. So what you got to say, my friend?
I just want to say it's an honor and it's a pleasure to be here with you. And I thank you for extending out your hand to me.
Well, I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad we had this conversation, and I decided to go and do a show today. This has been fun so far. You know, I love doing what I'm doing. I do. I really, really love, you know, being Lady Flava and the artist cheerleader, and feel so very, very blessed with the talents that have come my way. You know, so even though Miss Kimora's in the background, you know, she's doing her thing, banging on things, stepping on puzzle pieces that moo like cows. I think she's getting sleepy, though, because she's starting to lay down with her blanket. But, you know, I love doing these shows. And, you know, I don't consider myself one of those picture-perfect hosts, but I think that if anybody experiences me, you know that I'm so very, very passionate about what I do. So I'm going to leave this open to somebody in the chat room. The first person to put in what genre direction I should go next, I will see if I've got somebody in that genre that I really, really like. So chat room, throw out what genre should I play next. John D. Green Sr., you missed it all. But that's okay. We'll get you caught up, okay? You going to ask what you miss. Okay, genre, somebody type a genre in the chat room. What should I play next? Otherwise, you know, I'll put it on Patrick, or I will just dig something up myself. But I just really, really want this to turn into a listener participation show. Hint, hint, everybody. We got, what, 6 people in the chat room? Nobody wants to give me a genre? Okay, you know what? I have no idea what all that is, Miss Donna. Okay, folk, soul? Oh, Patrick Domino, you know what? I will get to you. Okay, we'll put you on the spot. I'll play one of your pieces. World Gideon. Okay, folk, soul.
Ooh.
Okay, you just...
Oh.
Okay, y'all just want to... Okay, y'all just want to challenge me, huh? Okay.
Well, I know. I think because you was playing... On your last show, you was playing some folk music toward the end of the show, and it sounded real good. And I'm not sure who it was or where they were from.
Okay, I'm going to.
Sounded real good.
Okay, I'm going to play folk. Well, I have it listed under folk, I'm going to play it. This is an artist who performed this track at my coffee shop. She was one of the first customers who ever walked through my door. And she's just a sweetheart, absolute sweetheart. Her name is Catherine Humes, and this piece is called Walk Way Too Fast.
Drive on fast, driving into the color.
That's my girl Catherine Hume out of Seattle, Washington, with her piece Walk Way Too Fast. Back in the days of Flavor Coffee House, when she wrote that song, you know, and kind of played it through and practiced it and did it at my open mics and all of that. She called it Fast and Furious. Catherine is also a visual artist. I have some beautiful paintings that I had on my walls at my coffee shop that she had painted. She is also an author. She wrote an amazing, amazing book while she sat in my coffee shop. So much creativity took place in my coffee shop, Patrick. It was just absolutely amazing. But Catherine is somebody just, I love her dearly. You know, she's been supportive of me since the days I opened my coffee shop in 2003. So... yeah.
Oh,
so what'd you think?
It's great, great. And I just want, you know, like when I say it's a great song, I'm not just saying it to say it. You know, that's what I mean, you know. And it's just a blessing to hear so much great music, you know. And I really do appreciate hearing great music. And if it touches me that way, I'm going to let everybody know how great it is.
Okay.
You know, I'm not shy about it. You know, a lot of musicians are scared to say how good somebody else is. I'm not scared
to. Sure, I understand.
You know.
All right. Well, you know, I'm thrilled. And the diversity of the talents and genres is beautiful. It's like a rainbow, you know. And that's one thing that I wanted, you know, to come out of Flava. Because when I built my coffee shop, you know, I named it Flava Coffee House. And on my sign it says Flava is a taste, a style, a feeling. And I think that, You know, for me it means, you know, just embracing, you know, who you are, what your style is, what you like and what you don't like, and it's a beautiful thing, you know. And if you could have experienced my coffee shop, I mean, it was so eclectic. You know, the diversity from ethnicities to age groups to, you know, economic levels and, you know, where people were in their worlds and relationships to, you know, the type of jobs they had. And they would all come together on Friday nights for Flava's Night of Expression. And just they were family. You know, people would leave there hugging each other, exchanging numbers and emails and looking forward to each other the following week. And, you know, that's what I was kind of hoping to be able to bring over here to the radio station when I went on the air. And I think that, you know, I think it's working. I think it's working, you know, and I appreciate that everybody is, you know, digging what I'm doing, you know, that I don't stick to one genre or only support one genre of music or art. You know, because, again, art is life, and life is art. So, who put something up in the chat room? Go ahead and talk, Patrick. I'm just going to read what's in the chat room.
You know, that's absolutely true, what you're saying. Because if you think about it, you know, when you play one style of music that's unfamiliar to somebody else, it's pleasing to someone that it's familiar to, but it's introducing something new to someone that
mm-hmm.
hasn't heard it yet. So
mm-hmm.
they're hearing something brand new that they've never experienced, while the other person's just experiencing it and enjoying it, you know. But, you know, music is, it's supposed to be different. It's not supposed to all be the same, you know, because we're all different. We're all individuals. And when you have individual artists, you should have individual music, you know.
Right.
It shouldn't sound the same.
Right. So we've got Judge Nutmeg in the chat room asking for some Curtis Mayfield, and Donna's, you know, throwing out some suggestions of specific artists. And for those of you that don't know who I am and what I do, I support underground independent artists globally. I'm here in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington, and I have created a movement, and it is a members-only movement. So the music that you hear on my radio show are from members that have joined the Flava News movement. If you want to find out more about that, you can definitely go over to my website, which is www.flavanews.com, and hit the Flava News movement page, and it has all the information out there. And I don't play any mainstream artists. Not to say that I don't love them, because I do, you know, but what I do here on my shows is all about supporting the underground independent artists and giving them a platform, you know, to be heard. So I know that Miss Erica's in the chat room, and she had put up that she would like me to play her artist. So you know what? I'm going to do that, and I'll talk about this little piece after I play it. But this is Nolte out of the Bay Area. This piece is called Do My Thing. Well, Do My Thang, I guess.
Everybody out there that ever had someone tell them that they can't do it.
You can't do it.
That they shouldn't do it.
You
ain't gonna do it. You'll
never do it.
I want you to look them in the eyes and say,
I'ma do my thing. Do my thing. Yeah, 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 I'ma do my thing.
Hey, here's an idea. Keep it to yourself, buddy. Push it to the rear. I ain't trying to hear it, cause really I'm out here doing me. If you like it, I love it, boy. That's the way it's supposed to be. You can keep your opinion, pimpin'. I really don't agree.
Just stop. Miss me with your bull. You had a chance with your cue, broken pull stick. So take a walk, yo. It's cool if the shoe fits. But we are not the same with cream and cool whip. I go in, hey, ma, how you doing? I do my thing, I do my thing, I thought you knew it. I said it twice, I stutter like my name is Ruben. Yeah, I be moving, bumping my music. So son, you tripping if you didn't assume it. I'm gonna do my thing,
do my thing, yeah, I'ma do my thing. Do my thing, yeah, I'ma do my thing.
never get it confused. I just do my thing. I ain't worried about you, cause when you do your thing, winning, just do your thing. I do my thing. Hey, fellas, push the limit, go against the grain. If that's your thing, girl, I ain't mad, but don't be mad if I give you my kiss. Everybody ain't gonna like you, so don't take it personal. Do your thing, step in, like it's all that you know. But don't get comfortable, some of you love to do nothing but come and want and freebie. See me, I'll be on my grizzly. Out here doing my thing, yes, really. So if you see me in the streets, get with me. I'll be doing my thing as usual. Getting work like you before. See me in my uniform. Purple team about the cream, and I ain't talking green corn. Blowing up like C4. People screaming, keep going.
So I'ma do my thing. Do my thing. Yeah, 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 I'ma do my thing.
Everybody to do the same. And if you got a problem with anything that I'm doing, I suggest you meet me at the store where they give them. And I think they went out of business last year. So you got to deal with it. Truth be told, we out here.
All right, that's Noel T out of Oakland, California, with his piece "Do My Thing." And big shout out to Noel T. Okay, Erica, I'm so sorry. And I did have a Coke today. I really am awake. But that particular piece, my opinion, it's fun. The first time I heard it, I was like, it was silly. It made me laugh. It made me want to move. You know, it's a good party song. It's one of them things that, you know, you put on in a crowd, I think, and, you know, who could not just get up and start bouncing around or something? So what do you think, Patrick?
It make you want to be silly, you know.
It does,
Make you just want to get up and be silly, you know, and just smile and laugh and have fun.
Right. And it's not even one of those songs you have to dance or move a certain way. You just get up and do your thing.
And what's even good is like when somebody said in the chat room, they said their daughter liked it, and that's what's good about it. There's no age limit on a song like that, you know, because of the subject matter of anything like that. It's just a great, fun song, you know, whether you're 8 or 80, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They said their 9-year-old daughter likes it, you know. That's great.
Right. I agree. I think that's a different direction, you know, that people can go with music, is just creating something that is fun and feel good and makes somebody, you know, feel like, okay, you know what, I can be just silly. I don't have to be serious all the time. That, you know, life is fun. There's goodness out there or whatever, and I think that this type of style of music definitely serves a purpose. So big shout out to Nolte down there in the Bay Area, and you know, keep doing what you're doing. And what direction should I go now? You know, I think that John had put up a suggestion. Let me scroll down my list here. If I'm not correct, I think John had put up about Chameleon, and I think that we'll play a piece by him. This piece is by a dear friend of mine, an artist that I work with over in Switzerland. He's amazing. He's American born, you know, but he's been over in Switzerland probably about 16 years. And this particular piece is the title track to his CD, which is called Living Sacrifice. Again, this is Chameleon.
Sometimes in life, there's just things you gotta let go of. It's a story about real love.
You can hear, you can see, in front.
don't know. So you can't obey. Don't burn your bridges now. Till it's far too gone, and then you'll cry in bitterness. But for you, I want the best. The sorrow is a sorrow.
To me, he stays true to his, you know, his own flavor. You know, he wears these humongous head wraps on his head. He plays, you know, I've seen videos of him playing baby grand pianos and just like singing like nobody else is in the room. And, you know, he loves to dance. You can see videos of him, you know, dancing in the streets, in Paris and Switzerland, and just, I don't know, there's something so eclectic to me, just kind of raw, and I really, really love that. So what are your thoughts, Patrick, about Chameleon?
Well, like you said, it's just 100% original. He's not trying to jump on anybody's bandwagon of any kind. And I think that's the secret to success, is to stick with what you love. The more you do it, the better you'll get at it. And the more music you'll create to put out there, but also the more people will hear it. And they'll start to feel it the same way you do. Because you have to remember, as an artist, it's something brand new to people. And it's being bombarded by not only the mass media of music, but also the mess and garbage of music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take a while for you to dig through and get to people. So you just stick to what you love and don't try to imitate what's popular in order to get yourself popular, you know, because then it won't be what you would love to do.
Right.
You know, I'd rather love what I do.
Right. No, I agree, and I think that that's definitely something that Chameleon stays true to. You know, I would love for him to come to the States, but, you know, I have been in talks, you know, for a while, honestly, with Chameleon and having some artists to come over to Europe and doing a show with him over there in Switzerland and in France. And so, you know, it's just a matter of getting the money up to be able to actually do it. And he's just somebody I really, really love, because it's just him. It's original, and he just stays true to who he is and what it is, you know, that he believes in creating. So we've got maybe about 27 minutes left in the show, and if there's anybody else that would like to chime in on the conversation with Patrick and I definitely welcome you. The number is 347-857-1189. Today is about, you know, having a conversation around the actual music that I'm playing on today's show. So I'm sorry, Patrick, I cut you off.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, like Chameleon, his style of music, it will touch everybody from, you know, like top 40 to jazz. You know, it's going to touch a variety of people that listens to a different variety of music. You know, it's just, like you said, it's just got that, I don't know, it's just got something, I guess you can just say, just straight original, and it's just him. I guess the way you describe it is perfect. It's just him.
Right.
And
it is,
whoever hears it's going to love it.
I think so, too. I mean, I think so, too. I know that there are some people whose ears are just used to a certain sound and a certain genre, but I think that if you can allow yourself to be open and experience something different, you might really honestly find out that you love it, and that's why I love doing these shows. You know, Patrick, sometimes I will go straight with a certain genre. But I think it's wonderful, you know, at least I'm going to pat myself on the back, how I can blend such diversity into one show. And some of the feedback that I'm getting back is that there are people being introduced to music that they've never listened to before and that they're digging it. You know, and, you know, that right there is a blessing, you know, in itself. I am going to play, I think John might have been silly when he put this up, but I am going to play a particular artist. I want to say about over a year ago, I got connected with a music group called All Media Artists, and I reached out and offered to do a radio show for the All Media Artists website, and it was beautiful, you know, because that's how I honestly came to know Stephen Jerome Ferguson and Melvin Chenault and several other artists over off of that particular site. And this gentleman sang an intro for that particular show for me, created that I started every show out, and I almost hated deleting it because I loved it so much. You know, but I no longer do that show, but I loved the intro that he created it actually sat on my music board for a couple of months after I stopped doing the show because I just didn't want to delete it. But there's no way it could have fit into any of my other shows just because, you know, it had All Media Artists on there. But anyway, I am going to play. I'm going to get him to sing me another intro because once you hear this man sing, you'll know why. This is DeLon White out of Texas with his signature piece, Happy Home.
Yeah. It's dedicated to you, baby. It's all about love.
All right, that was DeLon White out of Houston, Texas. Now, what I would say about this particular man's talent is the fact that he has a natural talent. I don't know very many people, if I know anybody at all, that can sing like that and you know, the falsetto and all of that. But I have had the pleasure of, you know, DeLon singing to me a cappella on the phone. And he sings just like that, you know. It's just, you know, amazing. So, what did you think of DeLon, Patrick?
Yeah, that's just some more of the, you know, just takes you back to the soul music, you know, that emotional singing that just get down inside and just, you know,
mm-hmm.
that real, just in your bones, give you chills, just.
take you to a different place. That's what music's supposed to do, you know? It's supposed to just take you to a different place for a while.
Right.
And
right.
That's exactly
no, I
agree. What that song did, you know?
And it's funny, you know, I don't think that artists necessarily really know their own power, you know, and how influential they can be on how we feel, you know, at any given moment. You know, John has this piece called Tribal Mental Blend, and you know, it, or excuse me, Tribal Mental Cleanse, and, you know, it, you know, for me, it allows you to feel something aggressive. So then going back to Delon, you know, this song just makes you embrace, you know, family and home and, you know, commitment and relationship and all of that, that, you know, it you listen to music like that and you know, it's almost like, you know where you're supposed to be and it's okay and it feels good or, you know, sometimes music, you know, allows you to feel sad, you know,
yeah.
or even frustrated or whatever. And I think that's when art is perfect, is when it allows you to feel what it is that you're feeling or to switch it up, to flip the script. You know, you might be in a funky mood, but you put on some feel-good music and it takes you out of that funky mood.
That's true. You know, but I think that goes back to, you know, what we talk about a lot on the show is being a true artist.
Mm-hmm.
Is like that song, for instance. He felt that song when he was writing that song. That was something that was meaningful to him. That's
mm-hmm.
why we feel it. If it was just something he was just writing and just making up, that's exactly what we would have felt too. You know,
right,
so if you
right.
make something up, your audience is going to feel that. If you do something real, they're going to feel it.
Right. I agree.
You know, and that's why a lot of artists, newer artists, that's what they're going through now. They're trying to imitate what's popular
mm-hmm.
versus doing what's coming from their soul.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to be popular. They want to be noticed. So they're trying to jump and do what everybody's listening to versus what they truly feel. You know, and that's why they make one album and they're done. Because once the music changes, they're not, they don't know what direction to go in. You know, because the music's constantly changing. But if you're being true
you're
to
right.
yourself, if you're being true to yourself, it doesn't matter how many times the music changes. You're still doing what you love to do.
Right, I feel you on that. I feel you on that. I think there is something to be said, you know, being just true to yourself and what it is that you feel in creation. I think that there are people out there forcing something and forcing something that's not really them, but they think that it's what's going to sell. It's what people are going to recognize because that's what the media has fed us of what
yeah, exactly.
art is. And art is so much broader than what the media, you know, feeds us, you know, and instills in us. You know, that I try to keep those type of conversations, you know, because, you know, I could go off on a rant in regards to that. But, you know, I think the beautiful thing, again, is with some of the talents that come my way, some of it's just raw and natural. Some of it is smooth and blended. Some of it is just, you know, makes you feel, makes you want to, you know, move, you know, just a variety of it. So, you know, I was talking about, I had just mentioned John D. Green Sr.'s piece, Tribal Mental Cleanse, and I don't know if you've ever heard it before, Patrick, but I want to play this piece because it just really, you know, it really does identify exactly with how music can just feed into a moment in a day. So this is Tribal Mental Cleanse by John D. Green Sr., produced by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. All right, that was Tribal Mental Cleanse by John D. Green Sr. out of Michigan. And again, I believe, you know, in the story that John has, you know, told when he created this particular piece, he was kind of frustrated and angry, you know, and you can feel the aggression in it. The first time that I listened to it, you know, I sensed that, and I thought, you know, it's not a piece that I could listen to every single day or, you know, all day long or whatever, because it, to me, it's a very emotional piece, and it is something that can take you somewhere else. Then a few days later, maybe it was the following day, I listened to it again, and I felt like it was a very motivational piece. It was like, Flava, get up and get going. You know, you've got things that you've got to accomplish. And so I think that depending where you are, at any point in time that you experience a piece like this, I think it is just like, boo, you know, like, you know, what noise could I make that just, you know, would explain how I feel about this piece? But that's where I think this this style goes. So what are your thoughts, Patrick?
Like you said, it can take you in, you know, different directions. But I can see the aggressive side of it to where you need to get something out of your system, and you're just, you know, like flying down the highway with that song cranked up, you know, something
mm-hmm.
like that. And then on the other hand, like you said, it can motivate you to get off your butt and take charge and do something, you know. It's got that. It's a positive aggression, you know.
Exactly.
Get it out of your
perfect
system
way.
And get it over
right.
with, or
right.
get up and do something about it, you know. It's,
right.
But, you know, and it just takes you away. You know, you just get into the song and it takes you away, you know.
Right. And I love the way that you describe that because I think it, you know, sometimes when you hear the term, you know, aggressive or aggression or things like that, it might be heard as something that's negative, and I don't think it's necessarily that, you know.
Yeah.
Emotions can play, you know, out in many, many ways, you know, and that's everyday life. You know, we experience the ups and downs and the ins and outs, you know, in how we handle things. And I love that particular piece. You know, it's just, yeah, for me, you know, today listening to it just now, it was like, yeah, you know what, Flava, you got too much to do. You know, get to moving. I don't think, though, if I was driving a car that I would actually play this, because I think it could cause me to really step on the gas.
Oh, it will. I can feel,
you know,
that
what I
already,
mean?
You know. Yeah. You won't even realize it.
Exactly. Well, you know what, Patrick? I've had so much fun doing this show with you today, and I'm glad that you called in and shared this time with me. I love the title. I love the concept and that just kind of came out of nothing, right?
Yeah.
And I think that I'm going to put this on my regular list. You know, I'll think about it, how frequently I would do it. But I love, you know, just kind of hearing your perspective on the music that I play. I definitely welcome anybody else that wants to call in to this particular show and share their thoughts on the music that I'm playing. A lot of times my shows, it's kind of we go into a subject of what people are thinking about. But we've never really, really just kept it where it was about the music that I'm playing. And I, you know, again, I'm just thrilled at the music that I'm playing. Before this show closes out, though, I do want to play a very, very special piece to me. I want to say that the first time I heard this was about 2007. Let me think. We'll say 2008. I came to know this gentleman off of Blog Talk Radio. He had a Blog Talk Radio show. And I was just surfing. And that's the wonderful thing about Blog Talk Radio. You know, it is on 24 hours a day. Somebody's got a show. You can hit subjects. And, you know, find, you know, something that you may really want to hear and become a fan of it. And that's what happened for me with this gentleman. I found his show, and I started hanging out with him. And he's an ordained minister. You know, he is an amazing, amazing gospel singer, and he's a dear, dear friend of mine now. you know, all these years later. I send my prayers out to him. He's over in Japan right now performing and actually ministering, you know, to people over there. They must love him because I believe this is his third time over in Japan in the last 2 years. But this is my dear friend G. Wright with the first song I ever played. And this was when Kimura was a baby. She used to hear this song all the time. It's called Consecrated for You.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come on with a humble heart, knowing you here.
I know you were here.
Every word I pray. Take my, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.
All right, that was my dear, dear friend G. Wright. He kind of goes back and forth between Atlanta and Washington. But right now he's over in Japan entertaining over there. And it's so funny, Patrick, because I'd only known him as a gospel singer, you know, and he does a Christian show. And I saw a video of him in Japan singing Luther Vandross, and I was like, gee, you've just been holding out on me, because Luther's my boy. When my kids were little and some Luther would come on, they would like, don't do it to her, Luther, don't do it to her. And I heard G. Wright sing some Luther Vandross in Japan. I'm like, wow. We don't get a taste of that over here in America, huh? You're doing it for the Japanese. But anyway, you know, I'm blessed, you know, to, again, have a variety of talents that have come my way on Flava News and Flava News Radio. And Patrick, you are a blessing to me, too. I am so glad that we connected. I'm so glad you put that Reverb Nation page on my page that one day. And I think we've been connected ever since. And thank you so much for Alrighty. And I appreciate you encouraging me to do this show today. You know, you were the inspiration of this show, and I'm going to keep doing it. I think I'm going to take your suggestion and reach out to different people that come on and co-host the show with me. They're back, you know, on the tracks that I'm playing, and, you know, let's just join hands and move forward in 2012. I feel good. I feel so good about the beginning of this year and where I'm going with this. And so, Patrick, thank you so very much, my friend, for being a part of this with me.
And thank you, Lady Flavor, for letting me be a part of it. It was an honor and a pleasure.
Well, you know, don't be a stranger, you know, because I always like new people to call in and share, you know, what they think and feel and this time. And so, you know, you definitely, Patrick, you're part of the Flavor family now. You can't run and hide no more. So big shout out to Donna out there in New York. Mama, thank you so much for tuning into the show today. Keep doing what you're doing. If there's anything that I can do to support you out there on the East Coast, I'm definitely here. Just holler at me. My baby girl, Erica, you know what? We're going to have to meet soon, my friend, because, you know, you're part of my extended family here in Seattle, so we got to meet. And Miss Eleanor, the mama bear of SJF Music, I love you. I think you are amazing. Keep doing what you're doing to support SJF Music. And, you know, let's just do this in 2012. We've got like a minute left, Patrick. What should we say or do?
We can just say thank you to everybody. God bless you, and success to everyone in the direction that they go in. And like you said, let's hold hands and go into 2012 together and create that strong chain and just create some good music and good vibes and just share our love.
All right, there you go. You heard it from Patrick Domino. You know, we are family. I need some Sister Sledge in here or something, huh? Anyway, God bless. Take care. Help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flavor News and Flavor News Radio. It's all about supporting underground independent artists and artists that are a member of the Flavor News movement. You can find out more about the movement and how you can get involved by going over to www.flavornews.com. and hitting the Flavor News Movement page. Check out the other pages that I have over there, too, while you're at it. This year it's going to be about the numbers. I'm really, really going to push the numbers because that's going to help what I'm doing to support the artists. So goodbye, and stay tuned for another Flavor Picks. Bye, Patrick.
Bye-bye.